Welcome to a very special episode of How We Saw It podcast. This week we are, this day, we are doing a Royal Rumble prediction episode. We will come back to you with a regular episode on Tuesday as usual, but start right off, I'm Mike, and with me as always, Aaron.
What's up, everybody? We really should have done the this week on a very special episode of How We Saw It. Maybe next time.
Well, let's jump right into it. The Royal Rumble is an event, what's considered one of the big four events for WWE. Yep. It is definitely one of my favorites.
Yep, it is my favorite event of the year.
The Royal Rumble itself is a battle royal where a ton of guys or women are in the middle of the ring fighting each other, and over the top rope they're eliminated, so it always offers for surprise entrance and fun storylines to come out of it. And there are other matches, of course, during the pay-per-view. We are going to be doing a prediction episode, and the loser has to buy the other some beer.
Okay, so pretty much how it would be anyway.
Right. So kicking off, they'll probably start with the Cruiserweight title on the pre-show. So that's Buddy Murphy versus Akira Tozawa versus
Hideo Itami.
And Kalisto. Oh. I want to go to Japan, too.
Yeah, you're going to get lost a lot. You are going to end up in a lot of places that you did not mean to end up.
Who'd you mark down for this match?
I was a little split on this one. I think it's either going to be Buddy Murphy will retain the Cruiserweight title, which I would like to state for the record. I don't know why they bother calling it the Cruiserweight title anymore. It's whatever. Or Hideo Itami. I feel like this might be the time that they finally pull the trigger on him and give him that push that he's been needing for, like, God, it feels like a decade now, but I know it hasn't been that long. But yeah, that's my pick. It's either going to be Hideo Itami if they decide to kind of surprise people, or they're going to have Buddy Murphy retain because he seems to be doing okay with it.
I just went straight with Buddy Murphy. I think they'll have him retain just because it is going to be on the pre-show and they don't really want to. There's no need to move along the storyline with this pay-per-view. So plus he's Alexa Bliss's man and I think she's going to have a good night as well.
Yeah.
So I always play the favoritism angle. Next, they'll probably do the Tag Team Championship, the SmackDown Tag Team Championship, which is The Bar versus Miz and Shane. Who'd you pick for that?
I went with The Miz and Shane McMahon. I feel like they're just going to have them surprise win. It's going to feel like a fluke kind of a win. I don't know how long they'll hold on to him for, but that's my pick. I feel like they're for some reason giving Shane McMahon like this really big push all of a sudden, but I think It'll probably end up leading to a blow off where they split up and then the Miz fights Shane. Like, I feel like that's how it'll end up going. But
right.
Who did you go with?
I went with Miz and Shane. Yeah. I think they're getting the push versus the Bar.
Like their bar is established. They don't necessarily need it, and they're not really gonna. You know, they're bad guys anyway, so they're not really going to lose anything by losing the belts to them, even if it's only for a couple weeks.
Right.
I think it'll be fine.
Right, they'll just have Miz and Shane break up and vacate again and then have another tournament.
It's not like Shane McMahon is going to run like a full schedule or anything like that. Right. So.
Rusev versus Naka for the U.S. title.
I went with Rusev because not only does the Royal Rumble fall on my birthday this year, the Royal Rumble also falls on Rusev Day. Who would have figured?
Right.
So that's my pick. Hands down, Rusev. I think they're going to stick with him.
I chose Rusev as well. I think they're just still in the water with Shinsuke Nakamura. I got a Japanese name I pronounced right.
You got it right. Look at you.
I don't think they're ever gonna pull the trigger on him too much.
No, I don't know why. He's really good. Crowd likes him, but whatever. What do we know?
So Asuka versus Becky. Asuka is the women's champion.
I went with Asuka, but I went with Asuka via interference in the match.
Hmm.
Because I'm assuming that somebody, Ronda Rousey, is going to cost Becky Lynch the title, which will lead to their inevitable match at WrestleMania.
It is our first disagreement. Went with Becky. I think she will win, and I think it'll be a clean win. I think they're going to go a roundabout way to set up the main event at WrestleMania. So okay. I think they're going to put it back on Becky so she has that moment at Royal Rumble at a big pay-per-view to keep the momentum going.
Okay.
Plus, Asuka is Japanese, and WWE does not treat their Japanese workers well. So,
no, not historically.
Yeah. Then we have on the Raw side, Ronda Rousey versus Sasha. Ronda Rousey is the champion.
And I went with Rousey keeping the belt, unless those rumors are true that she's done.
Mm-hmm.
In which case, I think they will put the belt on Banks.
Right.
But I'm leaning heavily towards Ronda, obviously.
Mm. We disagreed again.
Okay.
I went with Sasha because I think that this is the roundabout way they're going to set up their WrestleMania event with Becky.
Okay.
You'll see later on what I'm talking about. So, Brock versus Finn for the Universal title.
Well, I want Finn to win. Obviously, I want Finn to win. I am not a big Brock Lesnar fan. But I'm expecting Brock to retain. I think Finn will put up a valiant effort, but David will never slay Goliath. Not in Vince McMahon's world. But I could be totally wrong. Like, he could absolutely win this, and, you know, as kind of payback from him coming in and being the first Universal champ and then losing the belt, and maybe they're going to be like, okay, you know, you took a while getting back, but here you go. So, because there's always rumor that Brock is done, like that he only has a specific number of dates anyway. So who knows? I can't personally see him not wanting a WrestleMania payday.
Right.
But, you know, what do I know?
Well, the rumor is that he was only
like two matches, right, or something.
So this is the second match.
This would be the second, yeah.
So that's why I'm saying Finn's going to win.
Okay.
Finn for the win.
Hell, I like yours.
Then we have the SmackDown Championship between AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan.
And I went with Daniel Bryan. I think he's really kind of on fire right now.
Right.
Like this new gimmick is like, I know I'm not supposed to like him, but I actually like him more this way than I have any other time. Really. Like, I think he works. I think he's so much more enjoyable to watch as a bad guy. So I definitely picked him to retain. And I think that they're probably going to have like, Maybe AJ loses and then jumps him after the match and like beats him up to kind of cement that more aggressive, heelish kind of AJ. And then who knows? Maybe they'll have him build some kind of faction. Maybe.
I don't even know what that was.
I don't know. But that was my pick. Who'd you go with?
I went with the same. It's too early to take the belt off of Daniel.
Right? Like, he's, it would be wasted too much if they just did that.
He's building up that gimmick of hating baby boomers and consumerism.
Yep.
So he's becoming a Twitter hero.
Did you notice, like, he is always on, like, his finger is always on the pulse of what to do. Like, he knows exactly what market to tap into every single time.
Okay, a fun one. Surprise entrance for the Women's Royal Rumble.
This one was tough. Like, I went to write stuff down and I was like, oh God, like, it could be anybody. Like, who on earth could it possibly be? Like, my legend pick from coming back into the company is Victoria. Because she's retiring this year, I think. I think this is her last run.
Yeah, that's what she said.
I can't picture her not doing one last Royal Rumble, you know? I couldn't think of anybody from like the Mae Young Classic that might come up. Like, there was nobody really, like, anybody that they wanted, they kind of took already.
Right.
So I went with Kairi Sane, maybe, because it's about time for her to move up, I think. And Shayna Baszler, just to test the waters, because she's obviously, I think, going to be coming up soon, too.
Right.
Based on potential WrestleMania matches.
So part of my reason I think Sasha's going to win the belt is that Ronda's going to be a surprise entrance for the Royal Rumble. She's going to pull double duty. Okay. And this is where she's going to win. So I'll jump ahead and say she's going to win the Royal Rumble, and that's where she's going to challenge Becky to the...
Oh, dude, that's smart. I didn't even think about it from that perspective.
I'm saying that because everyone's saying that Becky's going to do. But I don't think...
Right. That was honestly my theory for what Becky Lynch would do, was that she was going to pull double duty.
Right. But I think they'd rather have Ronda to pull double duty, and it makes it for a better WrestleMania moment if Ronda's the one coming in that way.
Yeah.
She puts Becky over then.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Well, in that case, I'll jump ahead and I'll say what my winner for the women's Rumble was going to be. And I went with Charlotte just because sometimes they like to phone things in.
Right.
And that seems like the kind of obvious one, because she's kind of just like, she's not doing anything right now.
Right.
She's not really in the title picture. She's not really in the tag team picture. She's not really doing anything. So what better way to kind of toss her into that picture than giving her a Rumble win? But you know, that was like, honestly, that's my lazy pick. Like,
Surprise entrance for men. I went with, due to recent rumors, and I think they would just toss him a bone just to be, haha, look who we got. I think they'd let Abyss, you know, kind of stumble down to the ring and kind of powder out quickly, just kind of a rub,
like
against,
oh my god, kind of moment.
Yeah.
I follow you.
F you to TNA.
Yeah, like, to TNA.
Yeah, like, you thought he was going to be a lifer, but we got him, kind of thing.
And we got him now. I mean, honestly, that's a big get for them if they do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for Abyss. He gets to do something in his career that he probably didn't think he would.
Yeah, that he always maybe wanted to do or whatever.
Maybe he could throw out a joke entrant like Kurt Hawkins or R-Truth or something.
Yep. Well, he'd have to come in late because R-Truth is number 30.
Right. Right. So if he was like 29 and then R-Truth is 30, maybe he's the one that, because you know R-Truth's going to come down shucking and jiving.
Or he stops and yells dance break and then he and Abyss dance. That would be,
right, that'd be awesome.
That would be some WWE booking right there. Look at this monster, this madman, the vicious, brutal matches that he's had in. Time to floss. Did you have any other surprise ones for the men?
No, because they're kind of really already set.
Yeah. Like, it's hard. Like, I had a list of a couple. Is Braun cleared? Like, did he already say he's in or no?
I think... Because what he said something on Monday about it.
All right, so scratch that off my list, because I couldn't remember if he had said he was going to do it or not. So my surprise entrance is the returning Kevin Owens, which I guess isn't technically a surprise entrant, but nobody knew he was coming back if he does.
Right.
I actually had Abyss on my list as well. And then just as kind of a ha-ha to you, I wrote Kenny Omega.
All right. I guess Impact offered him a shit ton of money too. Like
Kenny Omega?
Him and Jericho were on the cusp of signing with Impact, but then AEW came along and it was like,
and a company that might actually pay them. <You're> right.
So they kind of got sniped. Like, yeah, they were thinking about it. I mean, there's nothing about the WWE style that would.
No, it doesn't lend himself to him in any way, shape, or form.
No.
He'd get buried.
Yeah, and he'd just get hurt. Yeah. Because of the schedule.
And then they'd schluff him off, and that would be it.
Yeah. Longest person in the Women's Royal Rumble? Longest, like, how would you word that? I would say, longest time in the Royal Rumble for the women.
Yeah.
Sasha holds the record.
I went with Charlotte on that one, too.
Charlotte.
Yep.
See, I went with Bayley just because they need some kind of friction between Sasha and Bayley.
Yeah, they do. And here's the thing. Let me backtrack a little bit because I actually read my shit out of order. My picks to win the Women's Royal Rumble, I had Charlotte, but I picked one from Raw and from SmackDown just in case. And my pick for Raw was Bayley. Because if Sasha beats Ronda and Bayley wins the Rumble, there's that fight that everybody's been wanting.
Right. And that'd be perfect for WrestleMania.
Yeah. And there's no, you don't have to write it, really. It's already written itself. Like, the match is going to happen. They don't really have to think about why the match is going to happen.
Just as long as they don't do the, we're buddies and we're going to have a match kind of
Yeah,
thing.
We're just going to have a fun match. Beef. Yeah, there should be some tension. But yeah, Charlotte was my pick for the longest person in the match itself.
Hmm. Longest in men's?
I went with Rollins.
Yeah,
I think this
here.
Is probably going to be his year.
I wasn't going to have to edit at all. I was going to be able to release this right off the bat.
Oh, look, it's the junkyard dog. See, now maybe you don't have to.
Anywho, Seth Rollins, yeah. Because honestly, I think he should be at the longest just because he's probably the most in shape.
I imagine out of anybody on the roster, he's the guy that could pull it off.
Because I imagine he might be in early. And
yep, I have a feeling he's going to be within like the first five.
All right. Because he's too popular not to put out to keep the crowd into it. You know, you need those names in it.
So that they can be like, Seth Rollins is still in it or so and so. Yeah, exactly. You need that name recognition.
And then who'd you have down for your final four for the men?
For the men, I had Seth Rollins, mm-hmm. Drew McIntyre, mm-hmm. Rey Mysterio, and Samoa Joe.
Rey Mysterio? I agreed with you with Seth and Drew, because I think they'll have the face-off.
Yeah.
But I said Dean and John Cena.
Oh, you know, I wasn't even thinking about Ambrose.
So I think Cena will play the spoiler like his former girlfriend there.
Oh, yeah, Nikki Bella.
Yeah, like, I think he'll play that kind of spoiler where, is he gonna win, and people will be no, and then he puts over the winner, you know,
somebody.
Yeah
He's good for that. He likes to put people over.
Right. The only thing though is you could see a curveball with John Cena, as he's on his last run,
and there's all that rumor that they want to give him the 17th run,
right? And that has, doesn't that have Flair's blessing?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I believe so.
So if they want to do that, that'd be the way to do it.
Yep.
As for the final four for the women,
I went with Charlotte, Naomi, Natalia, and Bayley.
Wow.
Mostly because I wasn't positive if Becky Lynch was going to be in the match.
We agreed only on one for that. I agreed with you on Bayley. I went with Ronda, Bayley, Nia and Alexa Bliss.
Oh shit, I wasn't even thinking about Nia or Alexa Bliss. You're right. If I had, if I could do it over, I would get rid of Naomi and Natalya and put Nia and Alexa Bliss.
All right. I think in that role, Alexa and Charlotte are kind of interchangeable because they are the, yep, the favorite blonde girls.
Yeah, pretty
much. But I think Alexa Bliss is going to get that little rub because she's done with her injury and they want her back in the forefront for Raw.
Yeah, and she's been doing all kinds of different stuff, so.
So your men's winner? I know we did our women's winner.
My men's winner was, I think it's either going to be Seth Rollins or Samoa Joe.
I said Seth.
Yeah.
I think they might just be lazy and run the Finn Seth program again.
Yeah, that's very possible. As like a, cause, you know, because that's what it was when he first had the belt. So
yeah. And I think it, if we see, like you're saying, maybe they will go that huge leap of logic with AEW coming out. They might have the club reform with AJ, right, Finn, and the Good Brothers. And that way they could be the heels.
And yeah.
Seth could be
and the... then they would be in the main event picture. And, you know, those guys aren't going to go anywhere because they're going to be making money.
Right. So who do you think he eliminates to win?
Seth? Yeah. McIntyre.
McIntyre.
Yeah, I think based solely on how they've been doing Raw for the last couple weeks, I think that's like the logical one.
I think he's going to eliminate John Cena for the win, okay, just because I think John Cena's going to run that. Ooh, is he or is,
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's going to. Is it going to be him? Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And who? I guess we didn't say, who do you think Charlotte will or Bayley will eliminate to win?
If Bayley wins, I'm guessing she puts out Nia or Alexa Bliss. I think it'll be somebody from like the same brand.
Mm. Yeah, I have Ronda putting out Nia because Nia, I think they'll have Nia as the spoiler, like the, yeah, oh, is she going to win kind of thing, just to mess with the crowd. What's our tiebreaker question?
Ooh, I don't know. Shit, I don't know. Is the event like 8 hours long like all of the others? Because we could pick which what match the crowd goes dead on.
Was that your chair, I hope?
What?
Was that your chair, I hope?
Yes.
Oh man.
If you're gonna have to edit something, it might as well be that.
Oh boy.
You know what? Don't even sweat the tiebreaker. In the off chance that we end up with a tie, which I can't imagine will happen because I pick stupid people. In the event of the tie, both of us have to buy beer.
I hope for a tie then.
Then we'll just yeah,
that means hoping more
for
beer.
A tie.
That means, yep, more beer.
Very much.
So that was our Royal Rumble prediction thread. This episode was not sponsored by WWE, but if they want to throw us a 20, I will gladly take it.
Yeah. thanks for digging in deep there, Moneybags.
As always, we release regularly on Tuesdays, so look for our next episode on Tuesday after the Royal Rumble, where we will find out who won our prediction as we talk about sports. You can find me on Twitter at Medic5x5, and Aaron, where can they find you?
Oh, well, you
oh, you gotta do a business so thing?
I have to hang on. No, I have to look at my own Twitter handle because I don't actually know what it is off the top of my head. You can find me at athomas1978.
And where's your blog at?
The voice in between.wordpress.com. I've got that shit memorized.
We're getting better at this self-promotion thing.
We're working on it.
Buy the t-shirt or something.
Yeah, buy the shirt.
Peace out, everybody. We'll see you Tuesday.
Later, y'all.